You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, we're looking at the upcoming construction of a senior living facility in Mansfield. The project, led by Chicago-based Vermilion Development, involves a $24 million investment to build a 116-unit assisted living complex at the site of the former Appleseed Middle School. Let's jump in. The facility is designed by Vermilion Development under its Silver Birch brand, which operates 10 similar locations in Indiana and Illinois. This will be their first project in Ohio. The building will consist of three stories with amenities aimed at senior citizens. Initial plans featured 120 units, but this number has been adjusted to 116 following a market study. The average resident age is expected to be in the mid to late 70s. Mansfield City Director of Permitting and Development, Adrian Ackerman, confirms that the project is progressing as planned. Recent developments include a fire hydrant flow test, which showed positive results. The Planning Commission has approved the site plan, although it features fewer parking spaces than typically required, acknowledging that most residents are unlikely to own vehicles. The need for senior housing in the area is significant. A local housing study indicated that 20% of Richland County's population are seniors, with an additional 14% approaching senior status. The study suggests expanding senior-friendly housing options over the next decade. Darren Jolas, the managing director for Vermilion Development, explained that they help with food, medical management, assistance with dressing, and things of that nature. The communities offer housekeeping as well as laundry services. There's also 24-hour nursing care, and they are free to come and go as they wish. He noted it's a very independent form of living. Construction is anticipated to begin in 2024, with the developers currently finalizing infrastructure plans. Once these are complete, full building plans will be submitted for review under the Ohio Building Code. Now some Ohio history. Did you know that Amy Yazbeck is an actress known for her roles in Wings and Splash 2? Raised in Ohio to a Lebanese father and Irish mother, she began acting after relocating to New York City in 1983. Yazbeck's career spans TV shows like Dallas and Murphy Brown, alongside film appearances in Pretty Woman and The Mask. In 2007, she was tapped for a That's So Raven spinoff, but it was shelved. Yazbeck has been a panelist on I've Got a Secret and a contestant on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Helen Marion. Helen was born in Mansfield in 1930. She graduated from Mansfield Senior High School in 1948. A lifelong Richland County resident, Helen worked for 24 years in the office at Thermodisc as an administrative assistant, retiring in the mid-1980s. She attended the First Assembly of God and enjoyed traveling, sewing, and was very proud of her family. She was preceded in death by her husband, Nicholas, and is survived by a son, daughter, grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, along with nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Helen's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.